This morning's sermon is entitled Jesus the Good Shepherd. It is taken from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18, and it was written by Frank D. Starr. Are you good at your work? To have someone say so is a compliment, one we like to hear. We strive for good workmanship in whatever we do. Quality is the goal. Shoddiness is something to avoid. Many people are good at their work, but how many are so good that no one else could do their work as well? Such people are truly exceptional, so exceptional that we usually remember them by name rather than by occupation. For example, Martin Luther, John Paul Jones, Michelangelo, Joan of Arc, Johann Sebastian Bach, Henry Ford, and Florence Nightingale. This list could go on and on of people who did more than good work, whose work was exceptional. Nevertheless, even these exceptional workers did not do all that could be done. There is always someone who can carry the work in any area a little further. There is one, however, who needs no successor. No one to complete his work. He is the Good Shepherd, Jesus. As the Good Shepherd, Jesus is unique in a class by himself. Others have also been shepherds and still are today. The prophets and other leaders shepherded God's people before Jesus came, and the apostles, pastors, teachers, and others have been doing so ever since. Many have been leading and guiding God's people, but not in the way Jesus did. One aspect of Jesus' shepherding put him in a class by himself. Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. Many have given their lives for others. History and legend record many heroic sacrifices. Some are particularly noble and inspiring. Some acts of personal sacrifice are widely known. Some are known only to few, and some are known to no one but God. Some personal sacrifices have benefited many, some only one, even though one person's life is worth a great deal. Texans will always remember the Alamo, where a relatively small band of volunteers held off a far superior Mexican army at the cost of their own lives, buying time for their fellow Texans in a struggle that ultimately succeeded. Robert Louis Stevenson recorded the story of Father Damien, a Roman Catholic priest who gave his life in ministry to a Hawaiian leper colony. Many among the passengers of the Titanic stayed on the sinking ship so women and children might have the available places in the lifeboats. Men and women have given kidneys to those whose organs no longer function. Lives have been risked and lost to save victims of fires, drowning in similar tragedies. Unsung individuals have sacrificed personal advantage and material comfort in service to the poor, the homeless, the hungry, and the oppressed people who populate this world in great numbers. Such sacrifices deservedly draw forth our admiration. But no sacrifice approaches that of the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for the sheep. No other sacrifice cost as much as his, for he is the divine Lord of the universe who suffered and died. No other sacrifice accomplished as much as that of the Good Shepherd. We may extend a life for perhaps 7 or 8 decades at the most. He saved lives for an eternity. He died so that millions, even billions, of precious human souls may live forever in the glories of heaven. The Good Shepherd laid down his own wonderfully precious life for the sheep and redeemed them for a glorious eternity. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who knows his sheep and is known by them. There is a country music song still popular after some decades that declares, "You think you know me well, but you don't know me." Sometimes in self-pity we may lament, nobody understands me. There is some truth to the assertion that no other person really knows our inner selves. No matter how close we are to one another, no matter how long we have lived in the same house, no matter that we share almost all of the same experiences, to some degree there will always be some part of us that no one will ever really know. Only in a limited sense can we say to someone, I know just how you feel. Some experiences are so private and personal that no one can share them with us. We may accompany another person only so far and no further. But Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows us. He knows us in and out, through and through. He knows us better than we know ourselves. The desperate prayer, Lord, tell me what's going on inside of me, is not a foolish prayer. He knows even when we don't. And he can share every experience that we have. He can feel our every feeling. Whatever step we take, he has stepped there before us. Whatever path, he has walked it. Whatever dark room, he has entered it. He can hold on to our hand when others must let go. The letter to the Hebrews assures us. These verses are taken from Hebrews chapter 2 and chapter 4. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. For surely it is not with angels that he is concerned, but with the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, that he might make atonement for the sins of people. For because he himself has suffered and had been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, knows us and we know him. We know him because he has revealed himself to us in the Holy Scriptures. He has drawn back the mystery of his being, revealing to us the three distinct persons in the Godhead of the Holy Trinity. He has made himself known to us in the incarnation of Christ in human flesh, in whom the divine is united with the human. We would never have discovered such mysteries of the eternal God had he not revealed them to us. But he has revealed himself, and we know him. And he has made himself known to us in his dealings with us. We know his grace, his love, his care, and his mercy firsthand as he has led us and fed us through life. He is the Good Shepherd. He knows us, and we know him. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who seeks out the sheep not yet in the fold. There are many wonderful things to be said about God, but perhaps the most marvelous is that the Lord has visited his people. He has come down from his exalted throne in heaven to seek and to save us. St. Paul exclaims, "Great indeed, we confess in the mystery of our religion, he was manifested in the flesh." Sometimes we express admiration for a highly placed person who associates with ordinary people. We approve when a president of the United States pauses to join flood victims in filling sandbags, even though we know this is only a gesture. We are glad when a great person still has the common touch. Jesus, the Almighty God, descended from heaven and took on the form of a servant. Jesus came among us for a clear purpose. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. This marvelous fact distinguishes the gospel from all other sources of hope and faith. Others may exhort us to seek after God. The gospel tells us that God has come down to seek after us and graciously to invite us into his kingdom. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who is not content in knowing that the 99 are safely in the fold. He goes out to seek the one lost lamb And when he has found that little one, he lovingly gathers it in his arms and carries it home rejoicing. The enthusiastic and joyful new Christian may exclaim, "I found God." But no Christian has ever really found God. Rather, God has found every one of us after seeking us. It is true, of course, that the Lord uses his servants in the seeking, about to ascend into heaven and to resume his place at the right hand of God. Jesus commissioned his church to go and proclaim the gospel, assuring them as they went, he would be with them. Wherever the gospel is proclaimed, the Lord accompanies this gracious message with power, as through it he searches and seeks for the lost and brings them into the fold, where there is one flock and one shepherd. As we share the gospel with our family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, schoolmates, and through our church, with people all over the world, the Lord accompanies us, seeking the lost and gathering them into his fold. He is the good shepherd who seeks the lost and brings them in. Jesus is the good shepherd. He carried the Father's endorsement. We can be confident that our salvation is assured, complete, and entire, that the gospel stands guaranteed, that we may stand free as sons and daughters of the kingdom. We need not worry or wonder about our standing before God. In Jesus, God himself has given to us the good shepherd. Amen.